Today, Herr Bono of Germain Monte will be at Smith's of Grafton Street, Dublin. Call in. It could put a new face in your life.
This your own pastry?
Like it, do you?
Your own, is it?
No, I stole it.
Oh, you know what I mean. Been taking lessons.
You could say I've learned a thing or two.
Just roll pastry. Short crust or puff. Like the name says, just roll it out and bake.
I don't know where you find the time. Honestly.
I don't. Honestly.
Just roll. Great pastry from the frozen food cabinet. Honestly.
Live the good life in a Castletown home. Castletown has now introduced two new houses to Selbridge. The Lismore, a well-designed, spacious, three-bedroom, semi-detached bungalow at £33,000, offering country living at its best. And the Leinster, a beautifully fitted, three-bedroom, semi-detached house at £29,000. Both are exclusively located in a unique development on the grounds of Castletown Estate. Visit Castletown Homes today, or phone 211187 between 2:30 and 5:30 each day, and start today to live the good life.
Telefunken, masters of television technology, inventors of the world's leading color system, now introduce their range here in Ireland. Telefunken remote control color sets, color portables and video recorders. German technology at its finest. Call to your Telefunken dealer. See true Telefunken color, hear rich Telefunken sound, and discover just how much you've been missing.
Once you've looked at Telefunken, you can tell. Sunshine 101, weather.
It will continue generally bright with a few scattered showers at times this afternoon. The winds are moderate to fresh westerly, and the current temperature is 10 degrees Celsius. Someday, Someway, great new single here on Sunshine 101. It's 27 minutes to 12, and I said earlier on this morning that we would be continuing our little chat about independent radio here on the air this morning. Now, yesterday, I think possibly you're all aware, because most probably you were listening yesterday, We ran comments here on the station from Michael Keating and Albert Reynolds. Now, I want to make one point quite clear right now. Had a station like, say, RTE or the BBC or the ITV or any licensed radio station run older comments by politicians which were relevant to a current issue, there would have been little or no reaction. However, yesterday what happened is the papers decided to give us a pretty heavy time of it. Now, this has only attracted attention, of course, this particular issue, because of the RTE union's decision to black politicians who appeared on an unlicensed pirate radio station, as we are so called. Now, I would like to make it quite clear that the comments that were aired yesterday here by Michael Keating and Albert Reynolds on the issue, the exclusive issue, let's make this quite clear, of independent radio, were recorded earlier this year, February to be precise. Now, surely in a democratic society, both sides of a story should be heard. Now, I'd like to just read you, first of all, a little item here from the Irish Times this morning. Now, I would like to point out also that I spoke with the journalist from the Irish Times yesterday at about 12:05, all right? Now, it states here, Sunshine's managing director admitted that the tapes were old tapes recorded before the last general election. Mr. Robbie Robinson said that they had been rebroadcast to remind the public to raise the issue of commercial radio with the political representatives during the campaign. Now, was that or was that not what we were discussing here on the radio? That issue only. We were dealing with a situation where many of you have rung us during the week. In fact, literally hundreds, and said that their political representatives were saying this and saying that, and the whole situation was rather confused. So we decided to rerun those particular tapes were aired before. I will point that out very clearly. They were aired before in their entirety. And we decided to run those tapes again to help to clarify the situation. We did not intend to cause embarrassment to the two politicians involved. And if embarrassment has been caused to those two politicians, then I sincerely regret that. Now, a couple of other points I want to point out to you while we're discussing this particular problem is that, if anything, I believe that you, as a Sunshine Radio listener, having heard the opinions of Michael Keating and Albert Reynolds, I believe that that would perhaps give you another reason to vote for those two particular gentlemen and the political parties they represent. Now, last week, I think you are aware, if you've been following these programs, we rang many people from political parties, looking for verification of the party policy, and to little avail. So really, at the end of the day, there wasn't very much that we could do there to clarify the situation, although we were fortunate enough on one occasion there to get comments from Joe Duffy, the leader of the Students' Union, and we also got some comments there from Kieran Hockey at one stage, didn't we? He came on the line. He did state quite clearly that he wasn't speaking on behalf as a spokesman for the Fianna Fáil party, but he was aware that they did have this bill on the stocks which would introduce a form of independent radio in Ireland. We also gave statements from, say, David Malone, who had a conversation with Gemma Hussey on the telephone. She, in fact, gave us her opinion on the situation, but she would not appear on the air, and that's a decision that she took quite clearly. Based on the fact that she was rather worried about the RTE situation. Now, to go back to the papers there, I read a little bit of an extract there from what appears on page, let me look here, page 8 of the Irish Times today. That article was written by a journalist, I believe, called Donald Byrne of the Times, who rang me yesterday and asked me questions, and I gave him quite clear answers, and I pointed out to him that they were old tapes and they were recorded in February of this year. And he chose to include that as a fair balance in his article that he wrote on the issue. However, if we pick up We pick up the press of last night, and there we have another situation altogether, because here it says, Pirate Radio interviews a cheap trick. Deputy Keating today absolutely and categorically rejected any suggestion that he had given an interview to Sunshine Radio before this election. This is a very cheap and very mean confidence trick on the listeners of Sunshine Radio. If that is the integrity level of those making a license application, then I don't think they have any hope of success. Well, we yesterday, at about 12:10, spoke to a young lady journalist who rang us here from the press, and her name was Clodagh Sheehan. Now, Clodagh asked me, when were those interviews done? And I said, well, they were recorded, and they were recorded some months ago. And she then said to me, oh, no, she said, that was in the studio. Albert Reynolds was in your studio today. I can tell the difference. And I said, well, look, Clodagh, that is not the case. It was a recorded program, and they were recorded some months ago. I clearly spelled it out to that young lady on the telephone yesterday, Clodagh Sheehan, of the press. And what did she choose to write in the paper? She completely and utterly ignored my comments and my verification that those tapes were old. So who is out to stir up the trouble? I think I'm justified in saying that on the one side there, Donald Byrne of the Times got the facts right and printed those facts. On the other side, we have a situation where Clodagh Sheehan of a very popular Irish paper, the Evening Press, decided that she would omit this station's comment. Now, in all fairness, we've got then to turn to the Evening Herald and an article written by Patrick Murray. Now, Patrick Murray must be vindicated to some extent for what he said here, because he did try to get through to the station but had difficulty. He rang whilst I was on the air at about 11:45, talking to you, and we were waiting to get telephone reactions from our audience. And he spoke to someone here at our switchboard, and they told him, and I gather from what he said, rather abruptly, they told him, would you please get off the line, because we're taking listeners from, we're taking calls from our listeners. Right, well, it is unfortunate that we did not get to communicate with Patrick Murray of the Evening Herald, because perhaps then he would have printed our statement. Let's give the benefit of the doubt there. I did, however, speak to him later in the afternoon, and he pointed out to me that he had difficulty getting through and that he'd had that experience there. So I would say that, in all fairness, what was printed in the Evening Herald is based on what the journalist had at his fingertips at the time. Now, we would like to then also go on to this particular point here, and that is, again, an unfortunate situation with the newspaper. Last night, I telephoned the Irish Independent to speak to Machine McCormack 11 times, and on 11 occasions I was told that he was out, that he was doing something else, that he would ring me back, would I ring back, and so on and so on. Now, why did I call him? I called him because he called me at 6:25 last night and said that he would call back at 8:00 last night. He didn't call, so I continued calling him. And my last call last night was made, my last call this morning to the Irish Independent to talk to Mr. McCormack there, was made at 1:16 a.m. this morning. I really persevered. And at that stage, I spoke to Kevin Fagan, and Kevin Fagan told me that he's gone home. Robbie, he's gone home. So, how do we communicate with the press? How do we get our facts straight? You tell me, all right?
Well, if I have a whim, I either sink or swim. It never really seems to matter either way. And if a bill comes in, just throw it in the bin, because I'm sure to get some more another day. Zambezi, 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 Zam, I'm on my way. Zambezi, 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 Zam. Face loves complications, but I haven't got the inclination, and I never learnt the hang of facing my responsibilities. So when the bailiff comes, explain to him I haven't got a thing to give to him, but if he wants to come round visiting me, this is where I'll be. Zambezi, 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 I'm on my way. Zambezi, 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 Zambezi. Well, if my bank should phone, tell them I ain't at home, just say I packed me plastic bag and went away. As for the landlord's rent, I spent it on a tent, so if he's asking questions, you'll know what to say. Zambezi, 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 I'm on my way. Zambezi, 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 Zambezi,
that's the Piranhas there in a thing called Zambezi. Okay, let's go over to line one now, and we have Dennis Healy. Good morning, Dennis. Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Robbie.
Good morning to you.
David, actually.
Sorry, it's the way it's scribbled down here. David Healy, pardon me. I thought a very heavy political name they'd have on our program this morning. Dennis Healy. But it's David Healy. Thanks for calling, David. You're calling from Fox Rock.
That's right, yeah.
Right, David. And can we... Yeah, go ahead.
Basically, what I would, you know, the comment I wanted to make was vis-a-vis RTE and the Labour Party and you know, their attitude to independent stations. And what I was going to say was about 4 or 5 years ago, when the airways were practically dominated by RTE One, the only exceptions being Radio Dublin and ARD, etc. As the smaller stations began to grow in popularity, RTE countered the threat of diminishing listenership by establishing RTE Two. And while that was successful for a while, the trend was reversed again by the emergence of Sunshine Radio and Radio Nova. And the service that RTE One provided was and still is appalling as far as the younger listeners were concerned. And RTE Two was established for all the wrong reasons. I don't think it was a move on the part of the RTE authority to provide a service for, you know, quite a massive youthful population that we have, but it was rather a desperate attempt to recover the listeners that had been lost to independent radio. And the Labour Party have made a big deal out of being the young people's party, yet one of their chief election policies is to remove from those same young people they claim to represent one of the largest sources of entertainment available to them and go back to the system of state-controlled radio. And I think that was what they said on your programme yesterday.
Yes, that's quite true, David. It was stated quite categorically from comments from the Labour Party HQ that they would, in fact, be in favour of introducing some form of community radio controlled by RTE. In defence of RTE, I would point out at this stage that I consider Radio 2 to be a very good radio station. They have an awful lot of talent at the front end there. The DJs are excellent. And the producers that work down there seem to work very hard as well, putting together very good programs. So I would say definitely RTE Radio 2 should continue in its present form and continue to be one of the main competitors to independent stations like ourselves, because that in fact does in fact give you the freedom of choice, which is what this independent radio thing is all about, really.
Mm-hmm.
What about, did you read into the papers yesterday?
I did. Well, I read Patrick Murray in the Herald.
Uh-huh.
Particularly.
Mm.
I didn't know.
Did you listen to the programme yesterday?
I did, I listened to the programme.
Do you think that that was, that his report there was a fair balance of what took place?
Well, to be honest, I didn't know that they had been pre-recorded tapes.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, to be honest again, I don't think it really matters. I think that the issue that was raised is one that is still relevant. It was relevant last February and it's relevant now.
And there's a point I raised there that we did look very closely at those recorded tapes.
Mm-hmm.
I would point out quite clearly at this stage as well, seeing you brought up the point that the only issue that those two politicians, Michael Keating and Albert Reynolds, made any comment on yesterday, the only issue was independent radio. Mm-hmm. We in fact, have all miles of tape of other comments, them making very heavy political points, etc.
Yeah.
But in this election, it was decided, because of the RTE boycott, that we wouldn't get involved in politics, one, and two, to be quite fair and quite honest, we weren't getting that much reaction from politicians. In fact, we were getting great difficulty in trying to communicate with politicians to get their opinions on various things.
Yeah.
So we decided to stand on the sideline and let this situation go by. But there we were faced with a lot of questions coming in from our listeners, and those two comments made by Albert Reynolds and by Michael Keating were valid, were up to date, because I checked with the recent paper released by Fine Gael, and what Michael Keating said, in fact, is laid out in that paper. That's the Fine Gael policy towards local broadcasting. And I checked with the Fianna Fáil bill, and what Albert Reynolds had to say was quite factual and quite current, and that was the reason why we ran those tapes yesterday.
I think that's fair enough. You know, I don't think the fact that they were recorded last February makes a big deal of difference, because I think the issues are still relevant.
Well,
and I think it's only fair that listeners to Sunshine should, and and to the other station should, you know where the politicians stand as regards independent radio.
David, I'm thanking you right now for calling in, and nice to know that we've got a bit of support down there in Fox Rock. Bye-bye then.
Okay, bye-bye, Robbie.
Thank you, David.
Now, Philips, leaders in TV and video, make you a really spectacular offer. Get yourself a Philips color TV or video recorder between now and the 31st of December, and you've a great chance to win a new Opel Kadett diesel. Philips, with a huge range and the latest technology in TVs and video recorders, also offer you a full four-year tube guarantee, as well as a chance to win that Opel Kadett diesel. So, make up your mind today. See your Philips dealer. He'll put you on...
Have a cracking good Christmas at the Sands Hotel. For something exclusive, Le Petit Oasis Special Gourmet and Cocktail Nights. Nightly between the 9th to the 23rd of December, we will be having a special pre-midnight gourmet dinner with a full a la carte or Christmas dinner, a cocktail to welcome you on arrival, and a special present at the end of the night for each lady. Then free admission to Tamango afterwards.
Come to the Martello Tower Champagne and Cabaret Dinners nightly from December the 14th to the 23rd. Dancing to the sound of Vic Mellows and his band, with special guest artist. Also Ireland's top magicians and our own traditional Irish dancers. A welcome glass of champagne on arrival. Beautiful five-course dinner with dancing till 2 a.m. Fabulous party atmosphere with balloons, hats and streamers. Dinner served between 9 and 10:30 p.m. with fully licensed bars.
Have your Christmas party at the Sands Hotel, Portmarnock. Phone 460-003 for information and reservations.
Do you like rock and roll? Then hi, this is Robbie Dale inviting you to the 6 o'clock rock on Sunshine 101 Super Stereo this Sunday.
See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile. Sunday at 6.
Now, Philips, leaders in TV and video, make you a really spectacular offer. Get yourself a Philips color TV or video recorder between now and the 31st of December, and you've a great chance to win a new Opel Kadett diesel. Philips, with a huge range and the latest technology in TVs and video recorders, also offer you a full four-year tube guarantee, as well as a chance to win that Opel Kadett diesel. So, make up your mind today. See your Philips dealer. He'll put you in the picture.
If your attic isn't properly insulated, you could be losing as much as a quarter of the heat you're paying for. For free energy-saving advice and details of grants available, ring the energy hotline, Dublin 376666.
Don't waste energy. You'll pay for it.
Okay, we're taking calls.
460-400.
Good morning. Line one, please.
Hello.
Good morning to you. Am I talking with?
Catherine Rooney.
Catherine Rooney. Good morning, Catherine.
Sorry, Mooney.
Catherine Mooney. Good morning.
Well, I just want to make a comment. I'd just like to say that I suppose
support you all the way and agree with everything you say about your radio station. I really do hope you get a license. And I really think RTE too is a very good station, and it has got very good DJs, because I used to listen to it a lot before I started listening to you. And I'd just like to say that I hope you get your license and I support you all the way.
Well, thank you very much, Kathleen.
You're welcome.
What I would like to point out there, my dear, is that Michael Keating yesterday stated that if this is the sort of thing we do on the radio, then we are irresponsible and not eligible for a license, etc. But I believe that Michael Keating was given second-hand information yesterday, and that had he listened to the program himself, he would have said that it was a reasonably balanced thing, and he wouldn't have been as annoyed as he appears to be had he listened to the program. Okay, I believe that the information given to Michael Keating was possibly either what he read in the press, or maybe other people rang him. I don't know. Yeah. All right, let's take a call now on line two. Thank you, Kathleen Mooney. Bye-bye. Hello, line two.
Hello, good morning, Robbie.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm ringing here from Dunleary. I was listening the other day when you were trying to get people from different parties to come on the radio, and of course none of them have the guts to talk to you.
That's right.
Now, if we are supposed to be living in a democratic country, and if our elected representatives are supposed to be able to make decisions on our behalf, how come they allow RTE and unions to dictate to them who should and who shouldn't give interviews, who they shouldn't give interviews to?
Yeah.
If this is how the country is going to be run, well, then we don't have much of a future, do we?
That's true enough. Now, one particular problem that arose there, of course, especially with the politicians, you've got to give them a certain amount of the benefit of the doubt, because the plugs up there, the microphones and what have you, are controlled by those trade unionists. And if they decide that they will not switch them on, then that is the decision that they take. And of course, I think politicians have got to respect the decisions that these trade unionists take, whether they agree with them or disagree with them. That is an unfortunate situation. And when you are placed in a position where the one national broadcaster has the monopoly, then unfortunately they dictate the terms. And this is one of the advantages of having additional independent radio stations, so that there is not only more choice to listen to, but more choice for people to come on and make their point to the listeners. All right?
Yes, but I just feel if our politicians haven't got the guts to resist that kind of pressure, well then I wonder if they're suitable to make decisions on our behalf.
Well,
I just feel now that community radio has become yet another victim of the situation they are victims.
You think we could become a fatality?
Yes.
Well, I sincerely hope we don't, and I should do all in my power to make sure we don't become a fatality. Who am I talking to, by the way?
My name is Angela Kemp.
Hello.
Robbie.
Well, thanks very much for calling in, Angela.
Yes, okay.
I'm very grateful for that, and a very valid point. I'm running out of time now, unfortunately, and that seems to happen to me each and every morning here. There's lots of conversations we want to have with our listeners, and they are ringing in and making their points. But just to finalise on what has been said this morning here on the programme, that there was no intention whatsoever to mislead yesterday, and in the case of Michael Keating and Albert Reynolds, if they feel that what was done here yesterday was unjust, then on behalf of Sunshine Radio, the management, and myself, I would like to say that we did not intend to mislead, we did not intend to cause you embarrassment, and I sincerely hope what we said yesterday here on the programme, in fact, does the opposite and gets you a few votes. Thank you, and bye-bye.
Love me do. Someone to
opening of our program this morning, a great one there from the Beatles, a song called Love Me Do. I'll be joining you once again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, 9 to midday here in Sunshine 101. Thanks for your calls. Thanks for your support. See you tomorrow morning. Take care of each other. Bye then.
Choosing a good wine should be simple and easy. So Rochelle wine has all the virtues of simplicity, which combined make it excellent. Rochelle is produced and bottled in one of the oldest wine regions of France. It comes in either full-bodied red or medium dry white, and you'll find it easily in your local wine shop or off-license. So when you're choosing wine, choose Rochelle, and you'll simply be choosing well.
TDK, take one.
Change to TDK. You'll never change back.